We need to talk about the Minneapolis shooting today. It happened at a Catholic school. Two kids are dead. 14 are injured. All 14 of those kids are expected to pull through. The shooter, a trans woman. A troubled trans woman. A mentally troubled trans woman. And I have already seen the Republicans gleefully rub their hands with joy because this is the narrative that they have hoped for. Oh, religion is under assault by the vile, bohemian, libertine, immoral, trans woman who represents all trans people. Never mind that the highest suicide rate in our nation is, yeah, trans people. They are regularly castigated, ostracized trans people. And now this little narrative has been served up on a silver platter, and I have seen the usual suspects, MAGA cultists, Republicans, but I've also seen liberal types, who are using this moment to not listen to trans voices. Just yesterday, I got into a major fucking skirmish with a fucking repulsive neoliberal transphobe named Gotta Laugh. Awful fucking woman. Outright saying we have to co-sign on to Gavin Newsom. And trans people were responding to her saying, we can't do that. This guy doesn't view us as human. What the fuck are you doing? And they were very polite. I joined in. I'm not so polite when you are such a fucking asshat, and I tore this bitch a new one. Because not only did she not listen to what these trans people had to say, but she tone policed them, and she absolutely negated everything that they were trying to tell her in a respectful and polite tone. This is where we are at as a country. And right now, I am seeing a lot of liberals say, oh, well, you know, maybe Bill Maher is right. Maybe if we support trans rights, that's too woke. Maybe we won't win the 2026 elections. Bullshit, I say. Bullshit. Someone you know knows a trans person. One in 300 people in this country are trans. If you are not listening to them right now, if you are not shutting the fuck up, especially if you are not a trans person, you are part of the fucking problem. If you insist that you must sign on to Gavin, I hate fucking trans people, I hate fucking homeless people, Newsom, to win the later fight against fascism, you are already a fucking fascist. Now is the time to really listen to the most marginalized members of our nation. Because they're undergoing some of the most horrible mental health problems right now because you won't listen, because you don't treat them as human beings. And how many of them could snap, like anyone, because you don't listen, because you don't respect them? How many fucking tragedies are we going to have because you won't listen, because you're actually not confronting your own inherent transphobia? They're human beings. You're no different from a fucking white person in the 1950s saying, oh, I theoretically listen to the voices of black people, but you look the other way and you don't listen to what their fucking stories are. And shit like this happens. Shit like this happens. And you buy in to a fucking narrative that the Republicans and the fascists and the hate mongers want you to buy into. They really want you to sign on to Gavin Newsom because he's not reflective of all humanity. They don't want you to sign on for Zoran Mamdani, who is reflective of all humanity, who everybody likes, because that is dangerous in their eyes. Wake the fuck up and shut the fuck up and listen. Listen to trans voices. Shut up and listen to trans voices, or else you are part of the problem and you are absolutely contributing to an absolutely terrible fucking epidemic that is related as well to this fucking shooting.